Welcome to one of the six public hearings on the draft plan conformance procedures. These public hearings have been noticed on the Highlands Council website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is Lisa Plevin. I am the executive director of the New Jersey Highlands Council. With me today is our A-team staff of Corey Piasecki, our principal planner. I have Tom Taglarini, our manager of information systems, and in the back is our newest staff member, Alex Hoschka, our resource management specialist. In today's hearing, we will hear comments from interested members of the public on the draft plan conformance procedures document. If you would like to speak, please fill out a comment card if you have not already done so. We do encourage all speakers to leave a copy of their remarks with Highlands Council staff to please limit your remarks to 3 minutes. If there is sufficient time, we'll have another round of comments if needed. I don't think that's going to be an issue tonight. Members of the public may also submit written comments to comments@highlands.nj.gov. And I can repeat that if needed. So tonight is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment document, which will inform any changes we may then wish to make to the original document. The Highlands Act requires the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council to review and update the Highlands Regional Master Plan at least once every 6 years after public hearings. The Act contemplates that amendments to the Regional Master Plan will arise principally out of this 6-year reexamination. The document under consideration today sets forth the process that the Highlands Council will follow to approve with conditions, or deny municipal petitions for plan conformance in the Highlands Preservation Area, the Highlands Planning Area, or both. So again, please be aware this hearing is for comments on this document only. It is not a forum for comments in general on the Highlands Act, DEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than the document, your comments will be categorized as unresponsive and will not be addressed further than that. We have some cards, right? Okay. So when I call you, please come forward to the microphone. Please state your name and any official affiliation for the record. When you have 30 seconds left, Corey will hold up a yellow card. But again, I don't think that's an issue for tonight. And we would ask you to begin summing up at that point. All right. So we're going to begin with Henry, whose last name is scribbled and I can't.
Gore, G-O-R-E.
Gore, excellent. Did you want to come to a mic to make comments, or would you prefer
this
to
chair
sit
right here?
Here?
Would be fantastic.
Okay.
Well, how about if I just sit here? I got trouble walking.
That's fine.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, the comment I had was really on land management, and you addressed that. You said it's more appropriate to handle that, writing you or calling you or something, mm-hmm. and it's a long-term concern of that. We have a broken up. We have a broken up system. I'll wait on that. Okay. Okay. That was the question I had.
Okay. Yeah, we can address that separately from this public hearing.
I'm just going to be talking about center.
We're just going to be talking about the plan conformance procedures. And do we have copies of those for people that would like to look at them? Did you get a copy of that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That's all we're talking about tonight.
The major item here, the Highland Center implementation, and I don't know if anybody's interested in that.
Yeah, the procedures cover both center designation as an appendix and the procedure for plan conformance, which Holland has been working with us on for a long time.
Right. I think you're one of our poster children, if I'm correct. Yeah, which is fabulous. All right. Ready for the next? Yep. So our next speaker is Susan Dodd Meacham. I think it would be.
Susan, right here.
Right here?
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am, for the record, Susan Dodd Meacham, and I am commenting as a private citizen of Holland Township and not in my official capacity as a member of the Holland Township Environmental Commission. Regarding the draft amendment, I believe that the proposed 10-day comment period for review of the council's draft report on the plan conformance petition fails to allow for real public participation. And I would ask the council to change that to read a minimum of 60 calendar days for public comment on this plan conformance petition, as well as for any matter in which the public's participation is sought. Because by the time a resident knows where to look for a pending petition, a 10-day deadline could well have passed. And 60 days ensures time for the residents to find and review and comment substantively on a pending petition. Protecting the environmental integrity of this area is of paramount importance to most of us, and I also ask that in order to provide real public participation, posting of notices of the proposals should be expanded to also include not only required public notices and a posting on the municipality's website, but also to add print media, such as press releases and newspapers of general circulation in the affected areas. Thank you.
Great. Do you have a copy of your remarks that you're able to leave with us?
Is that your only copy?
That's my only copy, that's fine.
Would you prefer to email them to
us? Not a problem, that's fine.
You sure?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. Okay, and now we have Michael Keady.
It's all your people's fault. Are we recording this on this mic? Or
where do you, if you want to sit there or whatever you're most comfortable
sure,
with.
Sure, I'll sit.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, I'm Mike Keady. I've been involved with the conforming to the Highlands Regional Master Plan for the past 2,000 years. It only feels that way. but I'm speaking as an individual, so I don't get the township in trouble. First of all, I really want to thank the Highlands Council for clarifying a lot of the procedures of what's associated with conformance. As one who has been, kind of the scout on this, we end up with a lot of arrows in your back. I can appreciate that at least we've learned something along the way, and the procedures meet real needs that have been identified along the way. Also, I think it's a good idea with the flexibility that's built in. So people, I think at first there was a feeling that it was like a regimented set of hoops that you had to jump through, and now it's taking recognition that a lot of towns really, if you don't have a heck of a lot of opportunity for development, then why do all of these ordinances and stuff to prevent something that's impossible? But I really want to focus my comments on one specific section of the procedures, and that is section 4, the post-petition approval procedures, and specifically within that section B, and that's the stuff that begins on page 9. It says, a municipality shall be considered to be a conforming municipality after adoption of a land use ordinance and certification of said land use ordinance by the Highlands Council that implements the Highlands Act and the RMP. Now, my reading of that is that what it's saying is, if you've adopted the Highlands Land Use Ordinance and that was approved by the council, then you have achieved the, what is the term that's used? A conforming municipality, or you've achieved full conformance, as a lot of people say it. Understanding I can't ask questions, it's like playing Jeopardy in reverse. Take your question and make it into a comment. if I'm mistaken in my interpretation of what that says, then you need to rewrite it so I can understand it. But it seems to say that if a municipality has adopted the Highlands Land Use Ordinance and the council has approved that ordinance, then that municipality has achieved full conformance with the RMP. Now, this is something that has not been bothersome in Holland. We fortunately don't have, well, we do have one large thing that's gone on forever, but I know of another municipality, and you do too, unnamed, here in Hunt Arnon County, where this has become an issue with the DEP not recognizing that this town has fully conformed, despite the fact that they're one of the few that has actually gotten as far as adopting the Highlands Land Use Ordinance. And so I would, you know, I want to be sure, does that really say what I think it says? That, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff beyond the earth and beyond the land use ordinance. We're into water use studies and stuff like that. But if it means what I think it means, it says that by achieving the Highlands Land Use Ordinance, you've now fully conformed, and there are other things to do, but you should be considered to be fully conformed. The end of that same paragraph says, the Highlands Council shall issue a letter to each municipality that satisfactorily completes these requirements, certifying that the municipality is a conforming municipality and the effective date of same. Well, that sounds real nice, that we would have something on paper that actually says you are a fully conformed town. Now, unfortunately, in this context, we conformed back in November of 17, and the Highlands Council approval of the ordinance that was adopted, surprisingly, since we'd worked with you all along, was only a couple of weeks later in November. So since November of 2017, Holland has had the Highlands Land Use Ordinance on its books. But I don't recall ever getting such a letter. So I had our Environmental Commission secretary go through her files, and the only thing she could find was a letter from Dan August over on the finance side saying that the funds would be released because the Highlands Land Use Ordinance was a completed task, so now that grant can be paid. I suppose one could interpret that states clearly that we've adopted the Highlands Land Use Ordinance and therefore we're a conforming municipality, but it sounds awfully tenuous to me. If a cop pulled me over and wanted to see my proof of insurance and I had a letter from my insurance agent thanking me for my business, I don't think he's going to buy that, you know? So, in fact, I don't think a letter is sufficient. I think a handsome plaque to hang on the wall. There's only, by my count, 9 municipalities out of the 88 that have actually fully conformed, if you define that as having adopted the Highlands Land Use Ordinance, and Holland is one of them. So, you know, I look at that and I can see it says the Highlands Council shall issue a letter. So shall can be used under the law as an imperative. For example, just make this up, that the Congress has the power to tell the IRS that they shall produce an individual's tax return so that Congress can see them. It would never happen, of course. So that's one, shall has that meaning as an imperative, but it's also the future tense. So does this mean that the council will in some unspecified date in the future, I guess when these new procedures have been adopted, will issue this handsome certificate or even just a letter that tells me that if the DEP were to come challenge me, am I a conforming municipality? I want something that, you know, seems like it would impress them and stand up, or at least is so thick that I could hit them over the head with it. So there's that part, and if indeed it's a future thing, this is something we intend to do, I think it needs to be rewritten to make it a little bit clearer that it's a future thing. Don't go looking through your files because it ain't there yet. In the same area, section D is also somewhat disturbing. It says that if a municipality revises its master plan and doesn't get council approval, either beforehand or the council hears about it and looks at the stuff and doesn't like it, quoting now, the council may deem the jurisdiction as not in conformance with the RMP and require the jurisdiction to reimburse the council or the state as appropriate in whole or in part for any financial or other assistance or incentives received from the state as a benefit or result of obtaining council approval. Well, that I can imagine all sorts of interpretations of what that means, and I'm not sure that any of them come close to being what was intended. It could mean, for example, that the municipality has to give back all the grant money from the council that was used to achieve conformance. If you go, you're basically going out of conformance after having been approved and having the right kind of land use ordinance. You go back and re-examine your master plan, and you are found that what you've done now no longer places you in conformance with the RMP. So do I have to give back all the money that I ever got from the state of New Jersey by its agency, the Highlands Council? That would be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now it's the monies you got from the state as a result of obtaining council approval. Is council approval equivalent to municipal conformance, which means you've adopted the Highlands Land Use Ordinance? So it could be that if I fall out of conformance, I have to give back all the money since I achieved council approval, meaning I was declared to be a conforming municipality. So that'd be a somewhat smaller amount of money, but since we achieved conformance in 17, we have engaged in other projects like the Highlands Water Use and Conservation Management Plan, for which we'd be reimbursed, so we'd owe a good amount of money there. Or it could mean money, not the grants that were given to us by the Highlands Council, but rather money that was given by other state agencies. Mention is made in an earlier point about Highlands conformance being equivalent to whatever they call it with the state planning organization.
Plan endorsement.
Plan endorsement, that's it, right. I was very instrumental in getting us to go with the Highlands Council, as I recall. So this seems very, very vague. It seems really scary, especially in light of the fact that in another place it says, and we were always told, oh, I know, in our ordinance for plan conformance, which happened back in the year 2011 or something like that, it says we understand that if we don't like it, we can get out at any time. Now this could be interpreted as countervailing that and saying that no, well, you can leave, but you're going to owe us a lot of money to get out of here. So I think that those points it should be written in such a way that a reasonably literate person wouldn't find it subject to all sorts of interpretations. But other than that, those were the things that leapt into my mind when I first read it. But it is a good first effort, and I think it ought to be, it needs to be revised there. I also would agree with others who made comments about the fact that it's time for the Highlands Council to start thinking about climate change, and for obvious reasons, that this was developed obviously back in 2004 with the law, and then 2008 with the plan. A lot has happened since then. And finally, I'd agree with Susan and others saying that 10 days isn't enough time to, and in fact, I would encourage, as others have, that looking beyond the Highlands Council's website to get publicity out there would be worth thinking about. I spend a lot of time doing this, but I have to confess I don't go on every morning and check if there's been any new drafts or new whatever. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Do you have a copy of your comments you could leave with us?
I do. It's just sort of a bullet point topic.
That would be very helpful if you're willing to do that.
Oh, sure. I can make thousands of them.
All right. Excellent.
My turn.
Do I have your card?
He's got it.
I'll trade you.
Okay. He's taking it.
All right.
Good evening. Yes, Ted Hardwick from Holland Township.
Good evening.
Hi. I don't know just what kind of people you've run into while you're doing all this stuff, but you may have taken notice that the further you get into the boonies out here, the more the people seem to be self-sufficient and very, very happy with the home rule. So I would like to start with page 6. B, plan conformance petition, subcategory B there, where it says petitions for plan conformance will include the following as applicable. To me, that will in there, and I've seen this in your other writings, is a pretty strong word. Might say may or should, something like that. And then confusing, like Mike was saying there, not the same thing, but going down to the bottom of that second paragraph there, at the bottom of page 6, the protective legal benefits of plan conformance as provided under the Highlands shall accrue to planning area petitioners only if a Highlands Council approved planning area petition ordinance has been adopted by the governing body. I'd be a little surprised that if approved by the governing body is a condition that you would even accept anything for that, knowing that it wouldn't be in order. And then it goes on the next page, on the bottom of page 7, and I just picked these. I didn't know how the meeting was going to go tonight, so I just picked these out after I came in here. Subparagraph C there. Where a petition for plan conformance is determined to be administratively complete, the executive director, that's you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Shall undertake a review of the petition to determine whether or not the submission adequately and comprehensively addresses the requirements of the regional plan. I'm surprised that you, maybe I don't understand how the Highlands works, that you would even undertake to determine administratively until you have this thing in your office, right? You're reading it, whoever, is that something that another municipality would send you, or is that something an individual would send you? What they're talking about in subparagraph C.
Who would you get?
Municipality?
We'd send that documentation to us, yes.
Okay. Well, like I said, I think that maybe, don't they usually come to you ahead of time and work out the kinks before they submit that?
Not necessarily.
But I said usually. I didn't say 100% of the time. The only other thing that this document, that I'll mention here tonight, that this document doesn't address is any funding that you folks can provide to people who either want to restrict, preserve their property, or whose values have been, say, lowered when we went to 13-acre zoning. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have anything you marked up that you might leave with us?
I think we got it,
but just in case. All right. Should we?
Does anyone else wish to make a comment or another comment? Seeing none, we will temporarily suspend the meeting, and we will open back up if anybody wants to comment again.
Time is now 8 p.m., and we are closing the hearing. Thank you.